Imagine you wake up. Now look around. Everything is different. Everything has changed. But is this the change you wanted? Is this how the world should be? Imagine everything around you is shattered. Nothing seems familiar anymore. But it still is. The system seems to work. Seems to be good. But deep inside you know, it's worse than ever. Welcome to Dystopia.
We are Lara,
Celine,
and Dominique.
So, what's our topic for today?
I'm happy that you're asking. Today we will talk about how the future is portrayed in fictional media.
Quite an interesting topic, I think, because there are so many books and movies out there dealing with the future.
Actually, the first thing that comes to my mind is a novel I read in school.
Let me guess, you mean Brave New World?
Yes, did you read it too?
No, we actually never read that one in school.
I did. I was quite interested in the fact that it starts in a utopian world, which then turns out to be dystopian and tragic in the end.
Wasn't it dystopian all along? I really do believe it depends on whose story we focus on. But we should probably tell Celine and our listeners that don't know it what it's all about, shouldn't we?
Yes, please.
So basically it depicts a futuristic society where all individuality and emotion is frowned upon and actually even conditioned out of children.
Wow, that sounds awful to be honest. How do you condition individuality out of children though?
It's terrifying to even think about, isn't it? Because of this ban of emotions, there's no natural procreation anymore and children are cloned instead. They're sorted into a certain class as embryos and are physically influenced to make them fit into their destined place in society.
And they also teach children to fear books and flowers in combining them with loud noises and electroshocks. They even use hypnopedia to control the children's minds while they're sleeping.
That's even worse than I thought. Definitely not a society I would want to live in.
That's what I meant about it being dystopian. But there's this drug that exists in that world, right? What was it called again?
It's called Soma. It's a euphorigenic drug that automatically satisfies all your needs and wishes so that you cannot build up any frustration or self-esteem. Maybe just like cheat codes in Sims, for anyone who's wondering.
Wow. So they try really hard to keep everyone in the social class that the government wants them to be in? Crazy to even think about. But such a class system to keep everyone in place actually reminds me of another pretty popular fiction, The Hunger Games. You've both seen those movies, right?
Actually, is there anyone who hasn't read or seen it?
I dare to say no. If you start to question it, it is very frightening what is going on there. To keep people separated into different social classes is one thing, but to make them fight for their lives against each other year after year with brutal methods and controlling this, just to make them humble and submissive, is absolutely crazy.
Yeah, I agree. It's absolutely horrifying to imagine that that could be our future.
I kind of see a pattern there. So all of these futures basically rely on oppression, don't they? It all seems pretty miserable.
Yes. I feel like most of the movies, series or novels imagine our future world to be worse than today's lives.
Yeah. And utopia and dystopia seem to come hand in hand as well. The ruling class has all the power and a pretty great and carefree life, while everybody else suffers.
Even if something looks perfect in the beginning, someone always reveals the cruel and bitter truth behind it.
True. Why do you think that is? Why does it always have to be ultimately dystopian?
You're right. Why does fiction not portray a better future? Wouldn't that raise hope for us?
It might actually influence the way we see our own future. If you think about it, most of these novels or movies are made for younger audiences, right?
True. There are even movies for children that depict the future in a rather bad light. WALL-E, for example. It's obviously much less dark, but still nothing we would hope for. I mean, who wants the whole planet to be trashed and all of mankind living in a spaceship, being completely out of touch? People there don't even talk to one another anymore face to face. They just stare at a screen the whole day. And, I mean, let's not forget everyone getting absurdly fat from not moving at all, but being carried around in floating chairs. Different from the other two books, but still, it's really sad.
So they are making children aware from a young age how the future could turn out. certainly looks like there's an educational purpose there.
Well, but as it's a movie for smaller children, is there a happy end? Because thinking of all the young adult movies, there's not really a happy end or a perfect bright future ahead.
I mean, Brave New World definitely does not have a happy ending, does it? The main character who's brought into that society from the outside cannot handle what is going on and, spoiler, ends up taking his own life. And you're right, most young adult movies about the future don't have that pleasant an ending either. Nothing is magically fixed, even if the characters do end up finding their own personal peace.
True. Wally's ending is much more positive. The people actually return to Earth in the end. It's not like everything is instantly perfect again, but at least there's hope and the outlook that things will get back to normal. Since it's for young children, I think they didn't want to leave all of them depressed.
Yeah, when thinking about the Hunger Games movies, I feel like it's something in between. At the end, there is some kind of peace, but it's still under conditions. The ending leaves us only half satisfied, as it's still unsure whether peace will remain or if it will fall apart again, because, spoiler alert, the most insane and controlling people both get murdered doesn't mean there aren't any others in high positions who strive for absolute power.
But there's also this idea that it often takes a bad situation to lead to change, right? So by already offering us a preview of a dystopia, maybe that will affect the way we behave now?
Yeah, that might be. I think these movies want us to start reflecting on our own lives and how we want our future to be, so that we won't end up in these extreme situations.
That is true. All the movies and books seem to have really bad situations which lead the main characters to try to make a change. That could actually be the purpose of these fictions as well. Kind of like a prevention for those futures to actually become reality.
Also, a lot of these movies pick up on current issues, don't they? There's a gap in society, often climate change is involved too.
Yes, exactly. In Brave New World and The Hunger Games, we can really see what a class system can do to society. And Wall-E pretty much previews what will happen if we don't make a change regarding the climate change.
So, in a way, even hearing about the worst case gives you hope, right? Because it's not that horrible yet, and there's still something we can do to prevent it from happening.
Yeah, it might actually make us feel better about our current situation as well.
Yes, and it also shows us that whatever may feel bad for us now, there's always space to get even worse.
Very optimistic.
Right, it's a thought of, it's not as bad as that yet, so we're still okay.
I agree, that could definitely be the reason why we are being bombarded with these kind of fictional features lately.
To feel better or to make a change? Seems like those two purposes might actually contradict one another.
Well, I think it can be both.
I think it's a little bit of both too. They don't want to terrify people, but it's a call for change regardless.
Well, I think on the one hand it makes us feel better, but on the other hand it makes us realize that we want to keep feeling good, and therefore it leads us to rethink our behavior.
Exactly.
Yeah, that could be it. They just better not make us feel too good about our current situation, or we won't change anything.
Yeah, agreed.
So, we all agree that we can take away some serious life lessons from Wall-E?
Yeah, exactly. That was the point.
Wait!
What?
Why only from Wall-E? I think we can learn from all dystopian fiction in general.
I was kidding, mostly. Wall-E is just the most lighthearted.
Yeah, that's true. But lighthearted or heavy noted, I think dystopian fiction generally can teach us some important life lessons.
Right. I want to believe that Wall-E will come to save us all, though.
Looks like we can definitely end this on a happier note than I thought.
Absolutely. So, thank you all for listening and feel free to comment on your thoughts about this.
And don't forget to tune in next week for another episode of Dystopia, where we will discuss the technologies of today, which could lead to dystopian structures in the future, such as face recognition and artificial intelligence.
Dystopia.